In Venezuela today, President Hugo Chavez fired four dissident executives from the country's state oil monopoly in an effort to break an 11-day strike. The work stoppage has paralyzed the economy. Those opposed to Chavez are calling for new elections. Meanwhile, oil and gas reserves are running out, and a calm in the capital city was broken this evening when a melee broke out downtown. NPR's Jerry Haddon joins us now from Caracas. And Jerry, let's start with that clash downtown. What's happened there?
Well, we were all at the plaza watching two opposing groups of Chavez supporters and his detractors face off. They were separated by about 20 yards or so and by one cordon of riot police. And basically, the tension was growing throughout the evening with insults being hurled, later fireworks, and then some bottles. And then one crowd rushed the other. It appeared that the Chavez supporters sort of snuck around and rushed the opposition, and a fight broke out, a large-scale fight. Next thing we knew, there was tear gas everywhere and many loud explosions, I think mostly from the fireworks, but perhaps some stun grenades as well. And hundreds, if not thousands, of people sort of running to get away from the smoke.
Now, Chavez's opponents have been calling for elections. What do his supporters say in response to that?
Well, just as Chavez says, they completely dismiss this nationwide work stoppage that is underway. They maintain that, and they're correct, that Chavez was democratically elected and that he has every right to stay in power until elections in 2006. So they label the opposition saboteurs, traitors, fascists, and working for the interests of the rich, the detriment of the country's largely poor populace.
Now, the general strike has gone on for nearly 2 weeks now. How bad is the economy of Venezuela?
Well, at this point, you know, what you see are gas stations, even in the capital, running out of gasoline. The oil industry, which is really the lifeline of Venezuela's economy, Venezuela's the fifth largest oil producer in the world, has been reduced to one-third of its normal operating levels. And you also have many, many, many stores closed in downtown Caracas, not all, but many, including the big supermarket chains, and there's been a rush on food. So people are resorting to shopping in informal markets that are springing up in the streets. So I think we're already beginning to see a very tangible effect of the strike. And if it's not resolved, it'll get worse over the next few days.
Jerry, what about the negotiations between the government and leaders of the opposition to reach an end to the general strike? Any sign of progress there?
No progress to speak of. The Organization of American States is trying to broker this settlement, and Cesar Gaviria, the general secretary, will tell you that he's not overly skeptical. At least he doesn't want to be, at least every day the two sides are meeting. But the government has not agreed to hold new elections, and that's exactly what the opposition wants, and they're not budging from that demand, and they want those elections in February, if perhaps March at the latest. So in terms of negotiations at the table, no progress to report.
Jerry, just one last question. In the clash in downtown Caracas tonight, for example, are the police handling this, or is the army out in the streets?
No, we didn't see any soldiers at this rally. It was police in riot gear with the bulletproof vests and the tear gas canisters and shotguns and so forth, dressed in blue. We haven't seen any soldiers.
Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Jerry Haddon reporting from Caracas, the capital of Venezuela.
Thank you.